Hello, now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award winners and nominees, starting from JS classes and then with PHP classes. But first, I would like just to show you that since early this year, the Innovation Award winners at PHP classes have been starting getting, being able to pick as prize the PHP elephant. And as you may see here, this is the picture of the elephant that in this case it was sent to Gilbert Timanzassis for being the winner of June Innovation Award 2016, and we also, I'm probably not being able to find, but in other months there were also winners that picked the elephant. And for those that have not seen this, there is this stripe with the name of the winner, and that's what is being sent to winners that pick this prize. Usually, it is the first prize that each one of the winners picks in the Innovation Award. So, for those that were nominated could not pick it, next time try to be the winner so you can pick the elephant. And okay, so let's move on talking about the nominees of JS classes. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Yes, let me share the screen. Today my screens are switched, so we have problem orientating. Do you see correct screen with JS classes?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so the first package I wanted to comment on is JS Subtitle Grabber, which was developed by Andrew Stott. And well, actually, by description, it's really interesting. I have no idea how it's done, but basically it extracts subtitles from the videos, and it can even make it available to download as a SRT format, which is a standard for subtitle format, I think. So basically it uses some kind of HTML5 trick to parse the video and extract the subtitles, probably.
Yeah, I think the information is contained in the video, if I got this right.
Yeah, it should be developed as, I think, Chrome extension or something like that. But I think it's simple. Yeah, it's just JavaScript, so someone can create Chrome extension from this one.
Yeah, I think there is a Chrome extension from the same author that uses that code to do that.
That makes sense. And Andras Not is from Hungary, yeah. Oh, we all know he has quite a lot of contributions in JS classes.
Yeah.
The second package is a JavaScript string format developed by Sergio Flores Genis from Mexico, and basically it's a method to a package that allows you format string in a kind of print format that we all know in available in C++. Let me see if there is an example. So yeah, it could look something like this. What was the original text? I'm just trying to find the example.
Yeah, it's similar to printf, but not exactly the same syntax. But I think the purpose is the same.
Yeah, the idea is similar.
I don't think there is anything built in JavaScript that provides this string formatting method.
Me too. I don't think there is anything like that. Okay, as I see, none of them have picked any prizes yet.
Actually, they have picked, but they are arguing between them which one will pick the same prize.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for their responses regarding, but I think they pick the O'Reilly book prize. So on my behalf, I would like also to comment on a few packages. Let me share the screen here. Where is it? Okay. I think maybe I need to increase the font here, right? Okay, so the first package that I would like to comment, a JavaScript MPEG parser, basically. This is yet another package for parsing files in different video formats. So the author, Dantigny Francois from France, has submitted different packages for this. In this case, it is the MPEG 1 or 2 format. Not being used much these days, but you may still have old MPEG files to upload, so it is able to extract information from those video files, parsing the file data. So the other package that I wanted to comment is JavaScript Bracket Matching Checker, which is a quite simple package. What it can do is like looking at the string and parse it to see if the brackets that it contains are matching. So if you have a regular bracket or a square bracket or a curly brace, you could pass the string and see if there is a complementary closed bracket. So that is the purpose of this simple pass. It may be useful to perform a quick check on the syntax of an expression. Could be a math expression, could it even be an expression of, or could be code in many different languages that use these kinds of brackets. So the author, Akoban from Armenia, sent this submission, so it was interesting. Now, moving on to take a look how it is going, the Innovation Award winner ranking of 2016. So far, Andras Toth from Hungary is in first place with 5 packages and 19 points. Dantini Francois is almost tied with 5 packages and 19 points. He's from France. Then Juan Jose with 1 package and 6 points, as well as Zimonek from Brazil with 1 package and 5 points. He's tied with Carl Holtz from Canada. Then Till Wioski with 1 package and 3 points. He's tied with Stephen Shepman from Australia, Kioan Acoban, and Sergio Flores Janis from Mexico. In terms of countries, as you may see, the relation between the authors and the countries is not exactly the same anymore. So far, France is in first place with 6 packages and 21 points. Then Hungary with 5 packages and 19 points. Then Spain with 1 package, 6 points. Brazil with 1 package and 5 points. It's tied with Canada. And in 6, there is Armenia and Mexico tied with 2 packages and 4 points. Then comes Australia and Germany with 1 package and 3 points. And finally, India with 1 package and 2 points. So this is for the JavaScript Innovation Award. Now, moving on to the PHP Innovation Award, we've commented about the winners of May. So we had like 16 nominees. And these nominees were voted in June. So in July, the results come out. So now we can comment about their results. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, I hope I shared the correct screen. Seems so. The first one I wanted to comment is Move Me GIF or GIF. I know there is usually discussion about how the format is called originally. I think I prefer GIF for now. And the author is Patrick van Bergen from Netherlands. And this package can create GIF images in pure PHP. So that's something I thought was quite impressive. So basically, it can compose an animation from multiple images that you provide, like frames, or even do some sequence of images on some specific background and stuff like that. So you can create like a GIF making studio in PHP with this package, which seems to be awesome to me. And he got a PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. Oh, there is even a first example. Yeah, an animation on the background. So, as you see, quite impressive.
Yeah, there are already other packages to perform animations. This one, generate GIF animations, but this one does something nice, which is to actually overlay a static image on the background, so it can create multiple layer animations.
The next one I wanted to comment on is Event Bus by Jeremiah Ogbomo from Nigeria. And well, I think, yeah, again, there are multiple classes that can emit and handle, dispatch, and listen to events and stuff like that. What this class does, it accepts wildcards. So you can use a wildcard, a star symbol to match families of event types. So it's like a simplified regular expression to match events for which you want to listen only using a wildcard or to replace some part of the text. And Jeremiah got one ebook of choice by PACT for this package. Okay, next package is Corcel, which is an also interesting package developed by Junior. And basically, it's an object relation mapping kind of package that maps WordPress's backend. I understand what matches
how it's more a wrapper around how the database tables used by WordPress. So using the Eloquent ORM, which is part of the Laravel package, so you can use Laravel to build applications on top of a WordPress installation. So if you are
what do you want to say?
There are people that do not quite like using WordPress as it is, because it's full of global variables, and you, in order to define plugins, you have to put it in a non-object-oriented way. So the idea of this package is that you can use the Laravel framework and its packages and build object-oriented applications on top of a WordPress. So both worlds can live together.
True. I know lots of people that are quite a fans of Laravel and CMS based on Laravel, so they would find this package useful, not only they could use like Laravel from the start, but for example, if some client already has a WordPress backend, they would not have to move it to the new system, but only use this ORM to display information in a process information and display it in a Laravel framework, which they know. So I think that could be useful for them. Oh yeah, and Junior got one big elephant, PHP fund flash mascot. So the first winner pick the first flash prize. Great.
No, actually there was a couple of.
No, well, I mean the first one in this month. So he was the winner of the month.
Yeah. But there were, I think, like two other winners that already picked the elephant.
Yeah, I remember we already saw even including photos and stuff like that. Okay, the next package is PHP Tracking User Activity by Harad Parmar from India. And this class uses a jQuery plugin which can take screenshots on different user actions like clicks, double clicks, some key presses, form submits, and stuff like that, and it sends it to the server and stores in the screenshot directory. So if for some reason you need to monitor what user is doing and how the website is looking at the time, if they have some problems, then I think this class could really help you to debug the problem and see it in user way.
Yeah, and it's very useful, and actually the class itself is very simple, because it just handles the AJAX request to take the file uploads, but in combination with the existing jQuery plugin, it becomes very useful for the purpose of capturing something that goes on the user side. So you can see what actually the user is seeing on his browser.
And Bharat chose 1 year subscription to the basic plan of API product of choice.
It's from API layer.
Yeah, I remember that. The next class is PHP Export XLS, developed by Juan Pablo Irungaray from Guatemala. And basically this class can export PHP arrays with the data as HTML tables or even Excel files.
That is also a simple class, but it's quite useful because not many people know that Excel can import HTML as if it is a spreadsheet. So you can just generate some HTML and put the correct headers, and it will open those HTML tables as an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's a nice hack or feature.
Yeah.
And Juan got one downloadable copy of Komodo ID for this package. Next package is PHP Neuron Message Transmission, developed by Lionel F. Lebeau from France. And basically, this class emulates neuron networks. But not only that, it also uses shared memory to communicate between neural networks, so they would not have to wait for the message to reach different nodes and can communicate with each other autonomously and in parallel, right?
Yes, this is interesting because there have been other packages that use neural networks to train and recognize patterns, but in general, the state of the neurons is updated one at a time. In this case, it uses shared memory, so you could actually have parallel processes representing those neurons information, and they can sort of communicate using shared memory. So it's something somewhat unexpected. It would probably be interesting to see actual applications using this and taking advantage of parallel processing, like have multiple threads and have shared memory to communicate between them.
True. And Lionel got one downloadable copy of PHP EED Professional for this package. And the next package is PHP PDF to text, so developed by Christian Vich from France. I always hope that I pronounce his surname correctly. And basically, yeah, this class takes in the PHP PDF file, sorry, and can extract text from it. I wonder how it deals with different formatting stuff and tables and stuff like that. But yeah, so it parses it and extracts all the textual data from there.
Yeah. Well, actually, this package got very popular recently because lots of people seem to want to extract information from PDF files, and the PDF format is not simple to parse, but the author made a significant effort to parse those PDF files and any other PDF files that were not supported. People keep sending him, and he keeps updating the package. He told me that there were a few users that were complaining because the updates were being too frequent. And like, they did not want to be notified, which is odd because the user only gets notified when he downloads the package. So if he doesn't want to be notified, just unsubscribe. But anyway, the purpose of this package is to do something that is not trivial, which is
the format. Now I see that the extracts not only text but also images.
So yes.
And also have images from PDFs, so it's even more.
And it's complicated because sometimes people want even to do things like, oh, generate HTML from PDF, but PDF is not exactly for a document that is structured paragraph by paragraph, like DOM documents. So objects could be in arbitrary places. So the only way it could be done is probably use absolute positioning to put, this object goes here, this object goes there. Because the way PDF it is, it was meant to be for printing documents. You know, what you see is what you get application. So it could be generate documents that do not map very well to HTML.
Oh, I see extension.php class. Is that a thing?
Well, for that author, yes, it seems to enjoy that extension. But nowadays, there is no problem. For instance, when authors are importing packages from GitHub or some other repository, the system automatically detects the type of files from the contents, from the actual code. So it tries to parse the document, even if it does not have a .php extension, which would be more popular. And it's up to the author to decide. This is a democratic site. It accepts authors with different points of view.
And Christian got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. And the last one I wanted to mention is PHP Beans Brazilian Feijoada. I don't know. Do you read this one?
Feijoada.
Feijoada. What does it mean?
It's beans.
Okay. So PHP Beans Brazilian Beans. Okay.
It's a meal made of beans and usually pork meat.
Pork and beans.
It's very popular in Brazil. It's like the every Saturday Brazilians tend to have feijoada.
Nice. It actually sounds something I could try. Not spicy, right?
No, it's nice. Well, it's, well, since it is pork meat, it has a lot of fat in it, and so
you can do with it.
Yeah, okay. you are young.
So, yeah. So this
your cholesterol is not too bad.
No, completely okay. So this class was developed by Bruno Henrique Ferreira from Brazil, as we call it stated.
Yeah.
What it does, it provides the Java Beans-like functionality that encapsulates multiple objects into one package with some additional, as I see, some additional XML files that describe this package, right? Because I'm not familiar with Java Beans.
Me neither. I had to actually read about it to understand what the package does, but basically it's a I don't know if I can call it a port, but it tries to emulate the same behavior of Java Beans, but in PHP. Okay, so I think you are done, right?
Right. Bruno got one copy of Zen Studio for this package. Yeah, now I'm done.
Okay, so on my behalf, I also like to comment on several packages. This month we had many packages. Okay, and there were previous months we had many more packages, like 18 this month. We had 16, but still a lot. Another package, this time also from Christian V from France, is called Random Access File. This is basically a library that can perform a manipulation of data on files of fixed length. And fixed length records are used to store data in databases because to make it easier to find the records the in a table, you need to have like a fixed length for each record. So if you want to access record number 10, you just multiply the size of the record by the number of the row, in this case 10, and so you can find the position of the record inside the file. So Christian developed this package that does precisely that. So this could be the base of a pure PHP solution to create a database management system built in PHP. So this is nice. So moving on to the next package. Oh, before somebody asks, since Christian already picked a prize this month, he will only get that prize even if he has other nominated packages. So the next package that I would like to comment is CSS Magic from Everton de Rosa, and he developed a programmatic interface to access CSS stylesheets. So you have classes for whole stylesheets that he calls themes, and there you can define selectors, which define how to match the elements on the DOM that will have those CSS styles. And he also has a class that defines the actual properties of the style. So you can add properties, you can define selectors that have properties, and then you add that to a whole style sheet that he calls themes, and then you have a programmatic interface to create CSS style sheets in a way that you could find them with PHP code. So for this, Everton got one copy of the Web Pro standard license. The next package that I wanted to comment is yet another one related with PDF, but this one is somewhat different because it just extracts metadata from the PDF document, like keywords and other information. This one uses the PDF info program, which is an external program, but it is very useful for this purpose. So it provides a PHP interface to this program. This package was developed by Arnel Labarda from Philippines. And for that, he got one subscription of the PDF edition of PHP Architect. The next package that I want to comment seems to be a simple one, but it solves a common problem. It basically generates SQL queries from request values. So often you want to perform operations to access databases. And what the author developed in this package is a way to map request values, like form, like arrays of from post and get values, and generates insert, update, and delete queries. Obviously, it will escape some text values, so you are not subject of eventual SQL injection attacks. And the author, Andrea Bartolocci from Italy, got as prize PHP Tools or Visual Studio Personal personal license. The next one that I want to comment is WordStore. This one is seems to actually be very simple, but it does something that sometimes it is useful. Basically, it creates a sort of database of words that is stored in a JSON file, but it also has the type of word. So a word can be a noun, a verb, a preposition, an adjective, article, personal pronouns, adverbs, interjections, and punctuation. So if you want to have a sort of a dictionary, and you want to just look up for words that are of certain type, you can use this class. And it uses the JSON format for storing this. So the author, Gavin Gordon Markowski from Canada, picked as prize one copy of Cold Lobster Professional. The next package that I want to comment, this one is not deals with something that is not very well known, because recently Google decided to define a format for web pages that they call AMP pages. So they are optimized to make the user experience of users of mobile devices that probably have a limited bandwidth more pleasant, because it only loads things that are necessary to show the page and avoids several things. And these AMP pages can also take CSS, because they are very similar to regular HTML. And in this case, the author provides a solution that removes CSS rules that are not necessary, or because they are eventually not being used on the current page. So this is an interesting solution by Marcel Soler from Spain. And the next package that I want to comment this one also is seems very simple, but does also something that is interesting. Sometimes you get the URL of a page on the web that represents a map, a location on the map. Could be of Google Maps, OpenStreetMap, or Yandex Maps, and to parse the URL and extract the locations that they represent, and as well the zoom level, I think, in the case of Google Maps. So the author here, Alex Ahan from Switzerland, provides the solution that does not only does that, that extracts the coordinates, but also can generate, take the coordinates and generate the URLs for the different mapping services that point to the given coordinates. Finally, the last package that I want to comment is called ScriptD. This one is from Samuel Adesina from Nigeria. And what it does is something interesting. It defines a format that they call JSON, which is basically based on JSON, that defines statements to install database tables, views, indexes, triggers, functions, story precision, and so on a database. And it generates SQL from those that definition in JSON format that and the generated SQL is compatible with several databases like MySQL, SQLite, SQL Server, and so on. So for this, Samuel got Source Guardian PHP Encoder 2 as prize. Now, let's talk finally about the Innovation Award winners ranking. So far, this became very competitive because different authors are progressing, and they are also affecting the rankings of the countries. For instance, in first place, there is Christian Vieg as the leading author with 6 packages and 43 points. Then Bharat Parmar with 3 packages and 34 points. Then Dave Smith with 4 packages and 32 points. Johnny Mast from Netherlands with 2 packages and 38 points. Jeremy Ogbomo with 2 packages and 26 points is, and then comes Kasper Ruinski with 2 packages and 4 points from Poland, Luciano Salvino from Argentina with 2 packages and 24 points, Andrea Batalocchi with 2 packages and 20 points, then Gabriel Cotto from Brazil with 1 package and 10 points, and finally Mohamed Ashal with 1 package and 17 points. This is by author, no, by countries. First place is now occupied by Brazil with 7 packages and 81 points. And it still seems that Brazil's getting some distance from the other countries because until last month they were very close. So in second place there is France with 9 packages and 69 points, then United States with 9 packages and 61 points, then India with 5 packages and 60 points, and then Russia with 4 packages and 45 points. Then Netherlands with 3 packages and 42 points, Nigeria with 4 packages and 39 points, then Italy with 4 packages and 36 points, and with 3 packages and 29 points, and finally Spain with 4 packages and 28 points. So basically, with this, we reached the end of the Innovation Award Winners Edition of August, the competition is becoming very interesting, and you still have several months to go until the end of the year, and many nice packages have been nominated for the Innovation Awards. So let's see how these evolve, and so we'll get back to this next month on the following nominees. On my behalf, that is all for now.